The Farm Bill touches everything from crops to consumers, and the massive piece of legislation spends nearly $1 trillion over the next 10 years. It became law in February, but questions remain. Who was lobbying for those billions in taxpayer dollars? Who was trying to influence food and fuel policy? Some of the players will surprise you. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports.
What you need to know first is that this will be a moo-free story. So no cows, no crops, not even a farmer, and definitely no overalls. In fact, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow probably summed it up best when she took to the Senate floor in February to announce passage of the Farm Bill. She echoed a car commercial.
This is not your father's Farm Bill.
Stabenow was talking about what she referred to as reforms in the legislation, but she's right on another score. At least 600 companies lobbied this huge bill over the last 2 years, spending roughly $500 million in total lobbying on Capitol Hill during that time. A joint investigation by Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting found interests ranging from Fortune 500 leaders in banking, trade, transportation, and energy to nonprofits worried about food stamps and global hunger. That's a long way from the Farm Bill's Capitol Hill veteran Bill O'Connor saw when he went to work for the House Ag Committee 30 years ago.
It used to be a little struggling band of farmers would talk to their congressman, and it was pretty much an in-house conversation.
Our investigation shows that the biggest spenders that lobby the latest Farm Bill are a reflection of big business with capital Bs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the American Bankers Association led the pack. Energy companies Exxon and DuPont are also at the top of the list, both spending millions to ensure support for ethanol and biofuels. Not a surprise in the top spenders is a traditional agribusiness giant, Monsanto, the world's largest seed company. Since it was first created to help farmers during the Depression, the Farm Bill has evolved from a spotlight on commodities to consumers, says C. William Hoagland, a senior vice president at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
The nature of the Farm Bill has been one that has gradually grown away from the normal hogs, corn, cattle production side of the equation to more of a consumer-oriented.
See our bag? Have a good one. See you later.
How consumer-oriented? Well, the place I found with lots of Farm Bill interest is this Quick Trip on Main Street in Kansas City. There's ethanol in the gas, of course, and there are Coca-Cola drinks, Nestle's candies like Kit Kat bars, and Philip Morris has lots of tobacco products here. It makes sense. The National Association of Convenience Stores is a big lobbyist. Farm Bill policies also play out every day in grocery stores like this Aldi, a discount supermarket in Kansas City. Politics made strange bedfellows of grocers, the AARP, Kellogg, and the American Sugar Alliance. All were lobbying on food stamps, called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. It eats up nearly 80% of the Farm Bill.
Let me see. I guess they've rearranged the store, and I'm not sure where some things are. I think I need to go over here to get to the canned goods aisle.
That's Ramona, a 71-year-old retired teacher from Kansas City who's shopping today at Aldi. She doesn't want to give her last name. She gets about $25 a month in SNAP benefits.
Well, it allows me to buy more at the grocery store than I would be able to with my disposable income, and maybe a little bit more fresh fruit and vegetables that I might feel that I couldn't afford.
This is where AARP intersects with the Farm Bill. The advocacy group lobbies for folks like Ramona who rely on SNAP. It's part of AARP's larger effort to fight senior hunger. So I promised that this story would not include anyone in overalls. But as you might expect, we do have lots of people in suits, specifically bankers and insurance agents. The financial sector spent big to promote the biggest change to the Farm Bill, the safety net for farmers. Subsidized crop insurance won.
And it's that kind of support for agriculture that has made Rural Community Insurance Services the number one crop insurance provider.
That's a corporate video for Rural Community Insurance Services, which is owned by Wells Fargo, the fourth largest bank in the U.S. While commodity groups like corn and soybean growers were obviously concerned about protecting farmers, it's the banks and insurers that were spending the most on Capitol Hill. So what does this mean for you? Stabenow was right. This is not your father's farm bill. It's your farm bill. And big business is playing a big part in deciding what you eat and what fuel you put in your car every day. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.